Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what? Well, well, well. Hey, 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 everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Fruity Tuesday, October 2nd, 2011. Welcome to the program, everybody. Thank you for joining me. Shouts out to No Thieves Allowed. Haven't seen you in a little while. My friend, my compadre. Hello, Kishu. Welcome to the program. Good to see you in the chat room, honey. Look forward to you calling in at some point. Matthew9636, welcome to the show. Stabby McHugs. And G. Indiana1989, rounded things off, the early chit-chatters. Fruity music does include Kishu music, of course, as always. Your calls take priority, your requests take priority, and Fruity Tuesday does include Fruity music and Fruity Kishu music. But I'm also gonna include some new music that's not fruity. I think it's pretty badass. I'm gonna break from the format at a point here and play this track that I just found on Twitter from Boots Riley. He has a guest appearance on this new Atari Teenage Riot track. pretty badass, and I'm going to play that later. Oh, Jesus Cristo, what else do I have? Well, I'm going to talk about this whole debt ceiling thing. We're going to read an article, a little snippet of a press conference, a statement that some of our, well, our, as in our, I'm saying some of the United States government's leaders' quotes were quite entertaining, and I'm going to share a little bit of that with you as well. And, of course, your calls take priority. Vince in the Bay. And, yeah, good times. Oh, hey, that's Wild Goose, I guess, is G. Indiana in 1989. All right, G. Indiana Goose, good times. Good times, bro, good to see you here. Thanks for coming through. The lines are wide open. I do see some folks listening in, but, you know, your hands is not up, so I'm not going to go to you. I'm just going to go into this. Oh, it is Fruity Tuesday. Should we get warmed up for Fruity Tuesday with some Kishu music just to get her excited? Because I always want a happy Kishu. So yeah. What'll it be, Kishu? What do you want? How about some Limousines? I haven't played Limousines on my show in a long fucking time. So I'm going to throw on some Limousines here and come back with calls. 347-826-7667. This is Bay Area Music from the Limousines.
Thank you. we've always got time for new friends.
Yes. Holy shit. Hey, everybody. It's news time. That's right. It's Vincent May going into the Vincent May newsroom right now to take a look at what's going on. Hey, cut it. Come on. Jesus Christ. Walter Cronkite croaked like fucking last year. God rest his soul. So here you go. This is just in via the chronicle.su, your only news source on the internet. Obama signs debt limit compromise. That's right. President Obama signed off on a last-minute compromise bill to ensure economic catastrophe Tuesday, saying the deal is an important first step to ensuring that our nation end up in the recycle bin of history, along with the USSR and Red China. The bill, he said, was the outcome of, quote, an extensive strap-on session with both Harry Reid and John Boehner on the Oval Office desk, end quote, to ensure an that was done to ensure an economic disaster, which will make the Great Depression look like a picnic. Obama said that while voters actually believe they have a representational government, quote, they are in for a big surprise. America as you know it is over, baby. A lot of folks worked long, hard hours to get us into this economic catastrophe. They deserve a little credit here, too, end quote. The president said this as he winked into a television news camera. He also added, quote, our economy didn't need Washington to come along with a manufactured crisis to make things worse. Wait, excuse me, let me say that, rephrase that, sorry. Obama also added, quote, our economy didn't need Washington to come along with a manufactured crisis to make things worse, but we did it anyway. We run this, end quote. After making remarks at the White House, Mr. Obama had unprotected sex with House and Senate leaders in a closed-door ceremony Tuesday in celebration. In a statement, House Speaker John Boehner commented, that the new bill, quote, made me jizz in my pants. I love men, end quote. Now that the debt limit fight is effectively over, congressional Democrats say they will pivot back to pretending they care about jobs and the economy. The president seemed to support that sentiment when he said, quote, we should do everything in our power to grow this economy and put Americans back to work. But we won't because Jamie Dimon, Lloyd Blankfeld, and Vikram Pandit have my balls in a vice grip. End quote. That was part of his statement Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. And let's see, what else did he say? This is good. And it means increasing taxpayer subsidies to oil and gas companies and tax loopholes that help billionaires pay lower tax rate to teachers and nurses. Welcome to Junkyard America, baby. Wow, fucking A, dude. What an asshole. That's your president, dude. You think he's going to get reelected on that? Jesus Christ. There you go. That's where I'm getting that from. What do you think about that? What do you think about this debt limit agreement that they came up with? Think it's worth anything? I don't think it does anything. This kicks down the can down the road a little bit farther, like it always does. Does anybody care? Anybody in chat room? Anybody in the chat room emptied out because I read that shit. Are you serious? Okay. Shouts out to Anonymous 420, Wild Goose, I hate Liam. I hate Liam. Who the fuck's Liam? Oh, Liam from Oasis. Is that? Yeah, I hate Oasis too, man. I fucking hate that band. John Brand, Kishu, Matthew 9636, No Thieves Allowed, Stabby, lots of guest listeners. So you people don't give a shit about the debt limit. None of you people have an opinion. Do you even know what the hell's going on? I honestly didn't pay attention to the talks. I don't know that this does anything other than just kick the can down the road is what I'm saying. But whatever. It is what it is. Liam from Debbie's show. Oh, she's got a dude on her show named Liam. Was he British? Oh, don't tell Kishu that. If there's some British boy running around the internet that she doesn't have a lockdown on, it's over. It's lights out for that kid. Seriously, it's curtains. I'm telling you, watch out. She's a man eater. God damn. I mean, look what she does to me. I have to dedicate a show every week, Fruity Tuesday, to her goddamn gay Britpop music. Luckily, I have somebody here to ease the pain with me. I have Blunts, No Joints. What's up, Blunts?
What up, Vince?
Nada, man. Hey, dude, you just wrote a piece for Chronicle as well? Is that what I hear? Is that the word on the street?
Yeah, I just threw some shit out on the pad. They edited it, made it funny, and put it on their site.
I loved it. I saw it, man. It was great. Thumbs up.
Thanks, man. About the debt ceiling, though.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
What I heard was that, yeah, you're right. It just kicks the can further down the road. But basically, what I heard on CNN is that it'll last until the end of the election year. Whatever that means. That's how long they expect.
It's going to be one of the election year issue is going to be issues are going to be so. There's going to be so many of them. It's going to be disgusting because you know what else comes back at election time is the Bush tax cuts again. So
all that stuff
comes around at the same time. It's going to be political football Armageddon, dude. It's just going to be.
It's going to be chaos. I'm not even.
Cesspool. It's going to be a cesspool of like wedge issue people. Like it's going to be all the Bible thumpers are going to be going nuts. All the teabaggers are going to be bonkers. All the liberals, are going to start rallying and try to do their shit. It's going to just get gnarly, dude. It's going to get fucking gnarly, and we're going to cover it here on Blog Talk Radio. So if you guys are out there, you're experiencing it, and you want to report it. Call in.
I'm moving to the woods for this next election year, and I'm not coming back till it's over.
Yeah,
I'm so tired of it.
Smart man. Yes, Junkyard America, baby. Junkyard America.
Junkyard America.
As Ghost would say. Did you happen to catch Ghost today?
No.
You're not feeling Ghost at all, are you?
I haven't even tried to listen to his show yet.
No, he's back. He's been doing spotty shows here and there. Like he used to be, you know, every day just a standard. You could always rely on old Ghost every. Well, for me, it's late afternoon, but for most people, it's evening. But he's on every 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday. And,
3 hours.
Yeah, and he's just a machine, dude. And I don't know. He got hit really hard by the summer fags and all the 4chaners of. All the summer fags off 4chaners, it was just obscene the amount of prank calls he gets and the amount of listeners. He really needs somebody to like help him screen callers, but he it's just impossible almost. So he just kind of like puts up with it for a couple of days, gets pissed off, you know, gets tired of it, rage quits, and then you know enjoys his summer for a couple of weeks, and then he comes back and. Good for him, man. I'm going to definitely like steal a couple of pages from his book, and as far as like taking some time, like look at Goofy Bone, great example. The guy's taking extended vacation from BT Arts. You know, it's doing some good. You know, him Shereen's got some good time to reflect, and I want Goofy Bone comes back and performs his show on whatever August 19th or whatever the hell his show is scheduled for when he gets allegedly released from jail. I think it'll be a special show, and it'll be amazing. Oh, you know what? I just found out tonight. Oh my God, my friend's Miss PG has got the sidebar back now. I'm actually competing with the sidebar right now, I think, technically. I think she might still be on. But she was the original queen of late night BTR, as far as I was concerned, when I got on here originally. And she used to do the sidebar all the time. I think she's still doing it right now. She's doing it right now. But all due respect, Miss PG. And she sent me a track. Oh my God, you guys got to check out this track. This track's fucking hilarious. Sorry, I know it's Fruity Tuesday. This is kind of a fruity track. Here, I'm going to play this. This is a fucking hilarious track. They played this on their show, and I was like, dude, you got to let me have that song. Where is it? Brew. I got to learn how to spell again. Brewmatics. Oh, My Balls. This is called My Balls from Brewmatics. Check this out.
And now, back to the show. For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Motherfucking yeah. It's Fruity Tuesday. Yo, 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 yo. It's Fruity Tuesday. Yo, 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 yo. Playing gay music. Gay, 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 gay music. All night long. Gay, gay, gay homosexuals. Music on my show. Right, that's how we do it here in the bank. Three four seven eight two six seven six six seven is the number. I wanted to give a big shout out to my dude, Blunt Snow Joints, trying to hook me up with some stoner chick that's like got a naked pic on Twitter. Is that a trap? What are you trying to do to me, bro?
No, dude. I don't know how I found her. I can't remember. I think she was in one of my suggestions one day, but no, she's a real person, I think. I mean, she might be the FBI, I don't know. But she tweeted something about being in the Bay, so I thought I'd hook you up.
Dude, get her to call into the show right now, dude. Tweet her right now. She's a waitress.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Maybe she's working. I don't know, but tweet her right now. Tell her to call in.
Will do.
Hook it up, dude. Hook it up. All right, Kishu's here. What's up, Kishu? Welcome to Fruity Tuesday.
She's a waitress. I mean, what are you fucking stalking her already? God.
Just trying to, you know, make friends on the in real life.
You're like, oh, she's a waitress. Like, what the fuck?
You jelly? Are you jelly? What's up?
What are you talking about? I got an average boyfriend now.
Oh, okay. Well, then why are you sound mad? Are you mad?
I got 10 boyfriends, baby. Okay. What are you talking about? I got 10 girlfriends, too. And I can't
nice.
Find the shoes. Okay. Found them. Anyway.
So what's good, Kishu? What's on your mind? What's going on, honey?
Not too much. There's a beautiful lightning storm going on right now, just south of Tucson. Absolutely gorgeous. Is it something that was like 317 lightning strikes in 10 minutes?
Did you videotape any of it?
I might. I'll go outside and check it out right now. I was outside earlier and it was way off.
Where are the frogs? Are the frogs hiding?
I'm going. Patience. Okay, Vince, I gotta walk down the freaking hallway, through all the bedrooms, into the kitchen.
All right. Everybody in the chat room, everybody in the chat room that is technically now is or has been or potentially are in the future going to be one of Kishu's internet boyfriends, put one in the chat room right now. Just in the chat. Just put the number one. Here, I'll start it off because, hey, I'm guilty as anybody. But there you go. There's one. And we'll tally those ones up, see how many ones we have by the end of the show. And if you haven't, you can put a zero, or it's a zero or one.
That's for sure.
There you go. We'll add those up. How many boyfriends of Kishu are currently in the chat? There you go. There is two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Wow. Some people are doing it twice.
I'm telling you, dude, it's gonna be.
No,
over
it doesn't. No,
time.
it's not the sum total of the times
oh,
that you've been
shit,
her
dude.
Internet boyfriend. It's
hardcore
just,
out there.
Yeah, oh, Bobo says 8675309.
I love Bobo. Bobo's my number one. To be
hey,
honest.
Did you see this tweet I did about the Atari Teenage Riot track? Did you hear? Did
okay,
you see that?
Now it's fucking pouring rain the size of fucking golf balls. Cool. Well, I guess I'm not going outside. I'm just going to sit back here in this little fucking room. It's hardcore out there, dude. Anyways, so my house, like, you know, I'm always going through the sliding glass door. You hear that fucking noise? Well, after the sliding glass door, there's, like, a little, like, screened-in room that we have that they call Arizona rooms. Right? Anyways, so sometimes I hang out in there, but it gets really fucking hot in there. There's, like, chairs and stuff. I'm, like, up where I smoke usually. Like, but it goes, it gets hotter in the summer. So I go outside and I sit on the diving board next to the pool. But, yeah, now it's pouring down rain, so I'm stuck in this hot-ass room just looking outside the rain. Sweet. Awesome. Pointless.
So, Kishu, what do you think of the... Are you keeping track of any of the debt limit stuff?
The what? Oh, not really.
Debt limit stuff. How do you feel about Obama essentially claiming that that America is gone? It is now... What Ghost prognosticated is now Junkyard America.
Hold on. I can't hear shit.
Yeah.
Right. Precisely. Really loud.
Exactly. Exactly. Blunt Snow Joints. Any luck with the chick on Twitter? What's her name?
Coral Reefer, I think.
Coral Reefer, yeah. We're trying to get Coral Reefer on the horn.
You know her real name. You're stalking her.
Yeah, I've already doxed her.
I doxed her. I just want to get a legitimate. I want her to legitimately call in. Though. I don't want to like, you know, be a stalker like some people.
You already are a stalker. Why does it have to rain right now? I want to. Sorry. God damn it.
Hey, Blunt Snow Joints. Do you like Atari Teenage Riot?
I guess not. I've never heard of them.
I've heard of them, but I don't think I've ever really heard them. Have you heard of them, Kishu?
Mm-hmm. I remember listening to them when I was like 14, like fucking yahooing it up, fucking rocking that shit.
Well, dude, my homie Boots Riley from The Coup is featured in this track they just came out with, and they talk about Anonymous in it. It's like total Anonymous kind of lyrics too. It's pretty badass. Right. You got to hear it.
What's it called?
It's called Black Flags, and here it is. Check it out. Right here on Fruity Tuesday, Breaking the Mold. It's not exactly fruity, but it's pretty badass. Atari Teenage Riot, Black Flags featuring Boots Riley. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Careers of journalists, so no one can resist. My flow is flooded like they shut up my water. I got to share nothing to me for what I say about Obama. My flag is red like a period, comma. I'm a piranha just like every one of y'all. Let's take this show to the slaughter. Here we gotta be self-demoted last month's rent check. The boss walking Wall Street with a pimp set. People are moving. We need to live the Christmas. We low pay prostitutes with no fish net. The Shabiri has got in the time. To homeland security, we are the bomb. Inform the health staff, the mob's on the lawn. And it ain't no soiree, isn't it? Collecting Bruce Banner shit over a piano pitch. Calculate the hammer hit when you're collecting damages and handing knuckle sandwiches. That's a class war going on. And it's the rich who are waging it. They try to destroy anyone who's a threat to their power. Playing for peace.
To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Fucking Gia, it's Vince in the Bay doing it again on Disorderly Conduct. This time I have with me tonight, it's Blunts No Joints and Kishu. We're holding it down right now in the hometown. And so what's the wet weather report again, Kishu? There's a storm hitting you.
Yeah. Lightning, thunder. A little bit of hail, actually. It hailed for like 3 seconds, and then it stopped. Good times.
Good times is right. Shouts out to the chat room. Anonymous 420. Bo, 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 bo.
Oh, yeah. Bo, 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 bo.
Buck Styles. Dude, Buck Styles in the building. G Indiana, which is Wild Goose. Shouts out to Wild Goose. I hate Liam. I don't know who the fuck you are, dude, but welcome to the show. Kishu, of course. Matthew 9636. Piss Pot Pete. Red Medicine. Rich Whitey. Secret Goods. Shike. Stabby McCugs. Swank Ivy. And rounded out a handful of guest listeners. Thank you, guests, for patronizing. I appreciate your support. And please, anybody, I do not endorse any links that anybody puts in the chat room unless they're put in there by me. Oh, wow. Good times. Let's bring out a caller here, shall we? Looks like we have potentially Melissa Hopkins here. Melissa, is that you?
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome to the show, honey. We haven't heard from you in a while.
I am listening to, I can't believe it, that I'm in Oregon and listening to an awesome bluegrass band. I've been dancing my ass off.
That sounds about right. Sounds cool. Awesome.
How's that?
It's cool. Let it go, sister.
Hello?
Yeah, it sounds like a party back there. So, what's the hoedown all about? What's the shindig? What's going down? What's happening?
It's bluegrass. I never thought I could hear such good bluegrass in Oregon. Most of these guys are from Virginia. And they've come in to play some bluegrass. And it's pretty damn good. I've been dancing like crazy.
Well, good for you, honey. I'm glad that you're enjoying your summer vacation and finding everything, all the accommodations suit you. You should get some friends over there on the Horn. I'd love to get some, because we talk to you all the time. We never get some insight into some of the people in your vicinity. You know what Keisha used to do a lot when she was out at bars or events and stuff. She'd just report in. And if you don't mind, maybe you could just like wander around. What establishment are you? Are you at an establishment?
Well, if you know Oregon at all, it's all hippies.
Yeah, just
so
just,
we've got
yeah,
a lot
yeah,
of people with
like
long
a,
hair that never yeah, wash yeah. their hair.
Exactly, but there'll be some.
And they're
some
trying
catty,
to dance
around there,
but they don't know how to do it. So I'm taking the lead.
I'm not saying put it up to the music. I'm saying pull one of these hippies aside and let's like grill them about Obama or some shit.
Hey, I'm gonna call you on the way home. I'm about to leave.
Okay.
I'll call
right.
you and give you a better
right.
description. All right,
see, that'd be great. That'd be because I want your analysis.
On my way
of,
home. How
I want
then?
Your analysis. I want your analysis of this whole debt ceiling deal. So call back.
And it's a kid friendly place. I tried to get my kids to come.
She
because
hear
they me. Love bluegrass because of all of our friends that play bluegrass, but they weren't into it tonight, so.
Well, there it is. All right, thanks, Melissa Hopkins. Appreciate it. Yeah, we'll check back in with us really soon. We got another caller here, Willie Nelson 4. All right, you're on Willie Nelson 4. What's up?
Are you out of your goddamn mind? $15 for some damn chicken? $15. So you don't know how much 15 is? That's one and a five, bitch. Does it look like that?
The fuck is that all about, dude?
Oh, that was funny. Why'd you take that off?
I didn't. He just stopped. He's still there. No, he dropped off. Willie Nelson 4. Willie Nelson 4. Good times. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Anything goes, you know. We don't pre-screen, obviously. I mean... I will at some point if need be I'll screen calls, but like whatever. Hey, you know, you've got your little soundboard in there. Hey, at least it's data. I get the random soundboarders every once in a while, like Warthog 117, and there's a couple of them that every once in a while they'll just crop up on my show out of nowhere, and they'll have these soundboard battles on my show, and I can't control it. I mean, you just let it work. You just let it. That's the thing is, you don't rage or anything. You just let it play out. That's the thing the ghost never picks up on. He encourages it. He encourages the infestation, and it just fermentates more. You know, it just gets worse and worse and worse. I just say, you know, fine. You play your stance on board. And the thing that I'm blessed with is my trolls aren't nearly as boring and repetitive as the ones that Ghost gets. I get like these people, like these obscure things that I can't even like place my finger on. And thank God I have people like you, Blunts No Joints, and Kishu, and Lulsec Callie, who's not with us right now, but and you know, Kyoto, people like that that can pick up on these internet memes and references that these people, I seriously get some really random soundboards, and they're all high quality too. All of them sound like these people know what they're doing. It's all routed through their computer interface or whatever you want to call it, their sound card, or however you want to say it. It's all rooted in, you know, the levels are checked and it's dialed in, as opposed to the little, you know, 12-year-old kids who are on their cell phone, you know, holding it up to their computer monitor and jacking up the volume and spiking it to the point where it's distorted. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. So I'm lucky. I'm blessed in that regard. Whatever. Okay. Answer that question. He's gone. Good. Good. Good times. So Blunts No Joints. What else is going on, dude? What else is on your mind? Or do you have any more Twitter hookers and San Francisco actually hooked me up with?
No, I don't think so. I think she's the only one.
Okay.
Sorry, Vince.
Very well, then. So be it. Shouts out to Candy Shop Radio, a.k.a. Ruby Sexy Candy. Oh, man. I miss that girl. You got to meet her last time she was on here. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So much fun. So much fun. That's my girlfriend. Oh, my God. She's my lesbian lover. Amazing, amazing talent here on Blog Talk Radio. For real. And I also, I hate to say it because the show is, you know, they do broadcast like all the time, but the PGs are back. Watch out for the PGs. They do a show on Saturday morning, I think it is, called What the Fuck? Saturday morning on BTR, and they used to do it way back in the day when I first started on BTR in like early 2009, and they've resurrected it. And what it is, it's their live BTR show, call-in show, talk show, but it's a simulcast of their, they do a cable access show in Milwaukee, and they're recording their cable access show, simulcasting it, I think, while they're doing the BTR show, so it's pretty badass. So let's check in with Willie Nelson 4. What's up, Willie Nelson?
Kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's it. I don't know. Was it a movie quote? What was that? I didn't catch that. Okay. All right. Good times. Hey, thanks a lot, Willie Nelson. Whatever. Yeah, good times. Anyway. So you never heard. I've played Ghost for you. You know what Ghost is all about, though. So you're not missing anything. But you know what he's doing recently? He's doing these pal chat, pal talk, chat things, voice chat things. I kind of like the pal talk. It's a simple, easy interface. You know, it works pretty simple. And I think it's easier to. I think it's more. I think it's safer than an IRC. If you don't have any money or anything, and you're just trying to...
It's cool, but I got kicked out of every Christian chat room I tried to enter.
Every Christian one?
Yeah, man. I was just asking questions. I was.
Oh, yeah. I would have kicked you out, too.
No.
Yeah.
I was being
respectful. What were you saying? What were you asking?
Vince, I don't even feel like going into it. Just, I was minding my manners. I was being nice. I was engaging in thoughtful conversation. Well, I was trying to. They didn't really have any thoughtful input. But regardless, I got kicked out of everyone. I got bored with it. It's cool, though. It's a PalTalk's a pretty cool website.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. It's one of a bazillion different platforms that just like it, but... Whatever, it's a great way to interface with Ghost because his show has become such a fucking a perversion. It's just like, oh, I hate that. It's basically it's just B from 4chan on steroids. It's insanity. It's gross. It's out of control. It's just infested with trolls, with like little kids. Just it's insanity. I feel like bad for the guy. He used to do shows every day, but in the summer he just kind of shuts her down and does them sporadically. I don't blame him, dude. You can have a heart attack dealing with that shit every day. He gets look at my show right now. It's cruising along right now. Oh, 16 users. You know, not no big deal. It fluctuates. Maybe if I'm lucky, I get 30, 40. You know, the other night I had who was it? Sabu was like live tweeting my show a couple of times in the last couple of weeks, and those shows got, you know, over 200, 300 live listeners. But Ghost gets like 10,000 live listeners a day. It's insanity, dude. He just bombarded, dude. Like the users, see how it says users 16? You know, that'll go up. If I'm lucky, that'll go up to like maybe 50, 60, 70, maybe 100. But for him, it pins. It goes to 500. Like, that's the maximum that they can register. Like, if you get if you don't get to the chat room before in the first 500 users, then you just don't, the chat just doesn't load for you. You just listen. And he overrides it every show. It's insane. But whatever. I Am Liam says to shut up about the Pal Talk. All right, fine. I won't say anything more about Pal Talk. That's Pal Talk. Like, how is that? It's going to go, like, there's 15, 16 people that just heard that. It's not a big deal, dude. It's okay. We'll make it, bro. And why do you hate Liam so much? I don't understand it. I want to know more about Liam now. Why do you hate this guy so much? What's your gripe with Liam? Why are you on the hate patrol for Liam?
Liam, duh. I'm fucking retarded.
Do you know Liam? Do you know who Liam is?
No, I thought you were talking about the I hate Liam. Like, what are you
You're telling me you know who I hate Liam is?
Yes.
Okay. Why does he hate Liam so much?
I don't know who.
Who the fuck is Liam?
Apparently Debbie's newest beta co-host.
You're kidding me. There's a guy named Liam. You're kidding me. I'm picturing like Liam. I'm thinking of Liam Neeson. Are you kidding me? Liam Neeson and Debbie Daly. Wow.
Oh, and apparently he got into an argument with Pepper. So no wonder he's hated so much. Who's Pepper?
Who the fuck is Pepper? That's my second question. Yeah, thank you. What? I don't know. Who's Pepper? What I miss so much. I don't listen to Debbie Daly anymore. You're speaking Chinese. There's all these new characters, Liam and Pepper. I'm out of the loop. I'm sorry. John Brand, do you even go to her show anymore? Who's Pepper?
Pepper
is this
you.
Like from Salt and Pepper? Or is that what we're talking about? From Salt and Pepper? Is that what she's doing now? She's
baby.
That's Debbie Daly's new co-host. Is Pepper from Salt and Pepper? Good for her.
That's fucked forever. Literally, I like had that fucking tape, and I was like 5 years old, and I was like singing at the top of my lungs. And parents were not good parents. Dr. Herpington.
Oh, God, okay. What about that? What about Dr. Herpington?
Pepper is I Hate Liam, and Liam, and okay, Pepper is I Hate Liam, and Pepper is also Dr. Herpington.
Okay, I'm lost, but whatever.
Dr. Herpington is Pepper. Pepper and Liam got into a fight, apparently, on... on Debbie Daly's show. And apparently Pepper is Dr. Herpington.
So that still doesn't tell me who I Hate Liam is or who Liam actually
is. I Hate Liam is freaking...
That tells me nothing, Kishu. That tells me zero.
He is Dr. Herpington.
All that tells me is Dr. Herpington is Pepper. That's all that tells me is Dr. Herpington is Pepper.
Dr. Herpington is I Hate Liam.
Oh, right.
Open your ears.
How is that possible? All right, fine. Okay. So Dr. Herpington. Fine. Okay. Why do you hate Liam, Dr. Herpington, and who the fuck is Liam? Jesus Christ.
Liam's 14 years old, apparently.
He's 14 years old? I'm picturing, you know what I'm picturing?
Yeah, kids to her show. Have you noticed that? She's got a lot of really young kids that she brings on as co-hosts.
She's mothering them. That's what I think. Basically, why they're so popular. That's why everybody trolls Debbie Daly and what's his name, Ghost. They're like your mom, your cool mom or your cool dad or your crazy old mom or your crazy old dad that, or uncle or aunt or whatever, grandma, grandpa. It's just that crazy, relative that lets you get away with murder, but just gives you hell, like just screams at you though, while you're doing it. I don't know. That's just kind of the vibe I get from both those shows. I think they're brilliant, but they're just, there's hives for There's Troll Magnets. Both those shows is Troll Magnets. I don't know how they do it. Like, look at Bill Wagner. He just he was a troll magnet, and he's gone. You know, a lot of people have been troll magnets and have just bowed out, and these people just soldier on. Those two, I got to tip my hat to them. They're just thoroughbreds here on Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of people like that, though, that just kind of endure, like Calogenesis, I think of like that, Don Nicolione, Desert Rose, Johnny Cush, all those type of people that have just been here for fucking ever and just are never going to go away. You can troll the shit out of them, you can ignore them, you can just do whatever, but they're just not going anywhere. Good times, good times. What else is going on? Oh, I'm sorry. I muted everybody so I could talk.
I've been talking to your goddamn chat this whole time. You're such a dick.
I'm sorry. It's my show. Oh, I'm sorry. I muted everybody. I muted Blunts No Joints, which I don't know what the fuck was going on in your background, Blunts No Joints, but your shit was just, it sounded like I don't know, it was, you dropped a toaster oven in the kitchen or something.
Oh, yeah, I actually carried my laptop to the kitchen to grab a snack. Maybe that was it. But apparently the Chronicle.su is officially under investigation. I'm not sure what that means.
Mm. Oh, you know what I also heard? It is now, it also, as of a couple of days ago, was changed from a news organization to a cat blog. It's officially a cat blog, which I thought was interesting because I was like, wait a second, I thought it was a cat. I was like, wait a second, I thought it was a cat blog the whole time. They're like, no, you thought it was catty before? It's even more catty. So,
have you seen the newest article? We actually got an interview with Marcus Bachmann.
With who?
Marcus Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann's gay husband.
Oh, what did he say?
Just, you're going to have to go check it out.
Oh, it's on Chronicle. Oh, I think I did see it. Wait, hang on. Let me check it out. Hang on, let me see. Good. Give us a little blurb on it, though.
Am I fucking unmuted?
Yeah, of course you are. Of course you are. What's up, Kishu? Wait, you have something to say? Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I really think I'm going to like this Liam kid. To be honest.
Okay, that is on the record now. Time stamped. That, there you go. On the record, Kishu, time stamped for 11:58 p.m. Pacific time, right there. You got it. On the record. Bingo. Articles are killing the Chronicle. That's the article I was talking about. That was, yesterday? This came out yesterday. It feels like 10 days ago.
I don't like Liam anymore.
What?
I don't like Liam anymore.
Who the fuck is Liam? I still don't know who Liam is. Oh, my God. Can somebody, for the love of God, tell me who Liam is? I have no idea why. I'm picturing kind of like Zeki. I'm like, is this Zeki coming back for – is this another, like, British kid? You know, maybe not even a kid. I'm thinking, like, somebody, like, maybe in their 30s.
No, he's pretty much a huge faggot. They're right.
How can I judge? How can I say? That's – oh, somebody's giving me some docs on.
Fuck you.
This is some people giving me some docs here. All right. Okay. This. No, that's not him, dude. There's no Wild Goose. That's not him. That's not him, dude. Oh, God. That is Liam Wenzel. Are you kidding me? That's the kid? Really? For real? Liam Wenzel.
Like,
he doesn't have a show or anything. He's just. Who is this kid, dude? He's like a little hippie kid.
Oh, it's him. Apparently it is him.
No, dude. So this is Debbie's new co-host? Are you shitting me?
I didn't like him at all.
It looks like Kishu, but with shorter hair and dyed, black.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
So she's kind of got a co-host like me. She's ripping my thing up. She's got a co-host that just looks just like mine.
You're a dick. You're not getting any when I come to San Francisco ever again.
But everybody else will, right, guys?
Yeah, everybody else will.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Yeah, our studio audience. Yeah, settle down, folks. Settle down. Come on. Simmer down. Thank you. Right. Respectable show. We're not. Come on, we're not going to go there, right?
I think it stopped raining.
Oh, come on. All right, settle down. Keep it down.
Fuck you, bitch!
Hey, come on, that's T-shirt. Come on, that's T-shirt. Come on, shut up. No, seriously, that's fuck T-shirt. Come on, T-shirt. That's Kishu. Seriously, respect.
What the sorry. Fuck?
I'm so sorry, Kishu. That's our studio audience.
What?
It's really windy up there. You want? I'm gonna open the window, put the microphone out the window, and let you know how windy it is. It's oh my god, it's like a fucking tsunami outside. It's like a hurricane. I need that. What's that band that does "Rock You Like a Hurricane"?
Foreigner, maybe.
No.
I really Scorpion? Want to play Wombat song tonight. To be honest.
Oh
God, do we have to?
Yes,
you
have to.
What evil Wombat song are we going to be forced to listen to? On Fruity Tuesday, it's Fruity Tuesday. That's where this fruity music. Kishu gets to take over and play and request fruity gay songs.
Play Tokyo. That's a good one.
Okay.
Kishu's future husband, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, right.
Oh, good luck to that guy.
I'm going to boys in the chat, my dream men, okay? My
what is this? Well, which way? What's the song? Tokyo? Tokyo Vampires?
Yes.
Tokyo Vampires. All right, here it is.
Here's the first one.
Fruity Tuesday.
David.
Sonia, how are you, lovely? Yes. No, we're doing fantastic. Oh, the boys are super, super excited. No, they're jumping out of the trousers. No, we're going to make it there on time. No, I will see you there. Okay. All right, guys. We're here. Tokyo. I got some room. Come on.
You're a sight that in the... airport. Hit it!
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in raccolti.
Finish him!
Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer! Down goes Freezer!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace. Victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
That's right. We're hour number two. 50 minutes to go. Plenty of time to chit-chat with me, Vincent the Bay, and my panelists, who tonight consist of Blunts No Joints and Kishu Zykova. Good times, kiddos.
I'm linking my dream pictures of my dream men in your chat right now.
Okay, the gay music has effectively cleared out half of the listeners in the last 20 minutes. We got off to a good start there, and then we just went all downhill. It's okay. That's to be expected from this show, and probably from Blog Talk Radio, the internet, and life in general. It just get ready for mediocre times for a long time, kids. It's Junkyard America, as the ghost would say. I've been so lazy. This is Junkyard America, of course. I was going to recycle a clip from. Remember, I think you were here, Blunts No Joints. What was it, 2 weeks ago maybe, when I had that impersonator the on the show, and he was doing and he did Fred Sanford. I'm all like, dude, just do Fred Sanford for the whole show. All right,
Fred
sure.
Sanford was decent. I liked it.
And I got him to say, in the Fred Sanford voice, I got him to say,
welcome to Junkyard America, baby.
Yeah, so badass, dude. And I have yet to go back and like cut and paste that. I got to do that.
Yeah, you should.
Ah, but whatever. That was good times. Good fucking times. I'm gonna go snatch that little sound bite, and then I'm gonna put a little bow on that and send that to Ghost as a good gesture of good faith. Because I love that. I love that dude, man. He's great. He's a good time. It's just I feel so bad for him. He gets just bombarded by those B-tard kids. It's just disgrace.
So what's up with the Chronicle?
It's folded. I heard it's done. I thought it's under investigation. It might as well give up, right?
What does
article,
that mean?
Well, first of all, the articles were killing the Chronicle.
Apparently,
it was always way better back in August of 2008 when it was just better. But yeah, no, I heard about this. I just tweeted about it because I'm kind of on in the know in the internet news community, so I got it tipped off on this, and I was forwarded to this article, and yeah, where'd it go? I missed it. Where'd it go? What the fuck?
Well,
is the plan? I love that.
I mean,
they have such extensive coverage and so much stuff. Like, you can get lost in here.
The go site's ahead. Not done. I don't know what they mean by investigation, because when they use the word officially. You know, that kind of insinuates officially under investigation, but I don't see how that could be why anyone would care about this site. Who knows?
All right, I'm going to do a Google news search on this.
On the Chronicle?
Chronicle.su officially under investigation. It'll Google News. The news under investigation. Oh, I should take out this. Yeah, there you go. Cha-chink. No, whoops, take out this. There you go. Cha-chink. Oh, my God.
Nothing.
Heartbreak
did.
Shock in Stewartstown after body recovered. Oh, my God. Oh, wait, that's some of the Chronicle. Never mind.
Yeah, I just did it. There's nothing.
Women charged in fatal shooting. Oh, it's not even a Chronicle thing. Hang on.
What?
Oh, FBI files show decades of threats against Kennedy. Oh, it just says investigation. No, never mind. Oh, here we go. Chronicle. Cop wanted investigation of Mayor Lee's friend, Rose Pack. It's a San Francisco Chronicle. Oh, my bad. Wrong one. It hasn't hit the... Dude, we should report it right now. We should scoop this story. Since we both have an in with the Chronicle, we should scoop the story about the Chronicle being investigated to the Chronicle.
I think it's bullshit. I don't know what they're talking about.
I'm gonna see if I can't make that happen.
Go for it.
We should report it to them. Their news desk has to be open. There has to be somebody on staff. We'll try to call them.
Are they tuned into the show right now?
Probably not. They're all probably high on crystal meth or some shit.
Yeah, they do a lot of drugs.
Yeah, they're probably out swinging around on the jungle gym out in their backyard. Yeah, just Jesus Christ, Kishu, what is that? Don't click on that. Kishu is probably fishing you. I don't know what the hell that is.
It's freaking pictures of dudes that I think are attractive.
Oh, God. Oh, who is that kid? Is that a hacker boy?
It's Alex Turner. He's the singer of the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, Morrissey. Oh.
Of course.
Yeah, it's Fruity Tuesday with our good friend Kishu. What else is going on, gang?
Not shit.
Yeah, seems like it. Good times. Well, you know, you're...
Well, falling asleep.
So did you guys like that My Balls song by Brumatics?
Not at all.
No, you don't like it?
Not awful.
What about you, Blunts? What did you think?
It was pretty funny.
I thought it was hilarious, dude. I thought it was extremely lulls-worthy.
Honestly, when you tweeted it earlier, I didn't even make it through the whole song.
Oh, I think it's brilliant. I think it's gold. I'm going to be one of the people that is going to be notorious for like popularizing stuff before it gets blows up, on the greater interwebs. And I'm calling it on this song, dude. My Balls. That track's going to do it. Yeah, dude.
Oh, God.
Seriously, dude. My Balls by Brumatics. Brumatics. That's the Brewtown, the Mill Nation crew. They're out of Milwaukee. There's like a crew of them, about, I would say, anywhere from 6 to 8 at any one time, hardcore Milwaukee crew members. They're all headed by Mrs. PG and Petey Green. And Mrs. PG does her sidebar, which she does at night. She's resurrected at night. Watch out, Don Nicolione and Debbie Daly and Callie Wood and all these Desert Rose and all these other divas of the airwaves. Mrs. PG's back on the block, and they're doing What the Fuck too, which is what I'm stoked about. That's on Saturday mornings. It's a good one, dude. You should check it out, bro. You would like that if you do a little. I could see you waking and baking and, you know, blunts, no joints. I could see you waking and baking and hanging out and what the fuck and just call in and just, you know.
Saturday is my wake and bake day, bro. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it starts too early. Depends. What time does it start?
I want to say it's on at like maybe, geez, maybe 8 o'clock Pacific, so maybe
11-ish.
11-ish on the East Coast, I think.
No, that's Central Time. I think it's 10 East Coast.
Something like that.
I mean, 12 East Coast.
Yeah, I'll look it up, dude. That's my crew, that my old crew, man. I miss those guys. That was back in the day when I first was on BTR. I was huge enemies with Goofy Bone, and partly because this crew, this Milwaukee crew, like to this day are still enemies with Goofy Bone. Like, I tried to get him on, like, I had Mrs. PG on my show a couple months ago, and I tried to get Goofy Bone to, like, you know, have a truce, have a little, you know, break bread, get to come together, you know, let bygones be good bygones, work it out on the air, you know, both of them were just not interested. Goofy Bone wouldn't even call into the show. Mrs. PG was, like, open to talking, but she wasn't going to go out of her way either. They're just, like, Goofy, his excuse was like, well, you're always going to have enemies, Vince. You just always have to have enemies. Just trust me, dude. All right, Goofy Bone, whatever, dude. Have some more Jack Daniels, bro. I miss my drunk callers. You know, Melissa Hopkins is supposed to call back in. She hasn't, I haven't seen her on the switchboard. We're awaiting her. We're anxiously awaiting Melissa Hopkins, returning to join us to give us a little hoedown or rundown at the hoedown. She's on location somewhere in Oregon at some bluegrass festival, and of course she sounds very drunk, so that's something to look forward to. Though I know people, she's a hot ticket here on Blog Talk Radio. You get a drunk Melissa Hopkins on your show, you got potential internet radio gold. Crickets. Total crickets.
Sorry, I'm almost done. I think I'll have one more.
One more what? One more what? What are you talking about? What is this? Who is this person? That's William S. Burroughs. He was gay. He was a gay old man when he was alive and you were alive. That would never happen. That would be disgusting if it did.
That's why it's broken dream. That's why they're dream men. Thank you very much.
That's your dream man. Look at you. You've totally just completely sucked all the life out of my chat room. Look at that. I'm down to 9 users. Thanks, Kishu. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Totally just.
Oh my God.
Fruity Tuesday serves its purpose.
I haven't said anything in 10 minutes.
Just all the gayness has just totally evaporated all the listeners. Are just like, this is way too fruity. It is gay club. Go, go, go. You're right. It's so gay club. Oh my God. This is insane.
God damn it. I had another one and now I forgot. It makes me forget. God damn it, Ben.
No, somebody please, for the love of God.
Into the groove.
Somebody save me. Jesus. 347-826-7667. Somebody fucking help me. It's Fruity fucking Tuesday. I need to get out of here. Help. 347-826-7667.
Money. Vince in the Bay.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Fruity Tuesday. It's almost over, kids. The pain will end soon. I promise it will end very, very soon. It will end very, very soon. Hang tight.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Yeah.
My CD, by the way.
Stop hating in the Bay, yo.
Hear what I gotta say.
Stop hating in the Bay. Yeah. Let's just come together. Let's just stop hating. Let's negotiate. Don't hate. Negotiate. Hey, say no yawning. There'll be no yawning.
My bad.
I know it's boring. I know it's boring. It's fine. I understand. But that's what you have the cough button for. Mute yourself, dude. Come on, man. I yawn all the time. I'm as guilty as anybody, but it's
wait,
okay.
I can mute myself?
We have the technology. It's there. It's attainable.
Oh, I found it. I see it.
There you go. Hey, let me take another call here. We got somebody just called in. Some new blood in the mix here. Caller, area code 540. Your caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Vince. What's up with you?
It's Billy. Nothing much. It's Billy. Hey, what's up, Billy? How you doing, man?
I'm kind of, out of it. I haven't slept but, 3 or 4 hours in the past 2 days.
So, dude, I just read that you can give us the exclusive here. Apparently, the Chronicle's under investigation. Can you elaborate or comment on that?
Yeah, sure.
That's a no. It's bullshit.
The media has been portraying us as hackers for WolSec and Anonymous.
Wait, which media?
The ABC Australia.
wait, you tune into ABC Australia?
With Google, yeah.
Okay.
And
CNN Paraguay. It's on CNN Paraguay as well.
Dude, it's so true. I mean, I wrote this thing about Topiary, this press release, right, with a horse and some cool little assy art, and
it
it's gotten like 10,000 views and been republished all over the place, and everyone's saying that Anonymous and Molsec wrote it, and that I'm a hacker, and now we're under investigation.
Okay, so what does that mean for the Chronicle?
Well,
what a
silly
Negro.
Thanks, James. Man. I mean, old Brutus.
What do you mean? Chronicle's just a cat blog. What are you talking about?
Old Brutus broke the Dish Network's download record yesterday. He downloaded Windows 7 over the course of 3 days on their on their satellite internet, and we're also under investigation because of that.
What?
And, not only that, but Hillary Clinton's really pissed, man. And State Department is looking into us.
Not surprised. I mean, they're gonna spend 10 minutes at your site and realize that it has no legitimacy at all.
Listen, Hillary Clinton is going through menopause right now. And
so you think she's going to take it out on your website?
She has sent me some hate mail already. Personal hate mail to me.
Well, I want to hear that.
It said, it's just like, we're investigating you niggers, so fuck off, bitch.
Word for word?
You know, I don't really think it was from her, but, you know, I'll put it on Pastebin tomorrow or something.
Word.
Good times.
Yeah.
I swung by the Pastebin. What was that? What was that thing called? It that you guys opened the Chronicle. It's got the little chat window in it too.
The pad.
Yeah, pad. Yeah, I hung in the pad the other day. It was cool. I fapped off to you guys writing one of those articles. It was sweet.
Dude, it's really cool to see them write. See all of them come together to write an article.
It's not really for. I mean, I like to see what our contributors have to write. Or I like to have contributors. You know, these folks like the Once No Joints and Svergala. Svergala's great. I have to play favorites. Svergala is the one who's really kicking ass. Like, I heard you played Alec Empire, the fucking Tory Teenage Riot song. Svergala, me, and old Brutus have been talking with that guy on Twitter, trolling him relentlessly. The guy just is a fucking repository for trolling. All we had to do, I mean, he just fucking repeated Svergala's statements about how great of a hacktivist Ryan Cleary was on stage and shit. This is Alec Empire of the anonymous loving Atari Teenage Riot. And, yeah, basically.
I'm not really, honestly, to be honest, I'm not really familiar with the Atari Teenage Riot myself. I know Boots Riley because I've done a lot of work with him, and I just have known him intimately for the past, 4 or 5 years, and he collabs with all kinds.
Did he do porn with you?
Not on the available market, no, but... He's I did some videography with him, and he does a guest track, a guest appearance on this track. I thought it was pretty badass, dude. I don't know what the rest of the Atari Teenage Riot's all about, but I thought that track was pretty banging, dude. I thought it was cool.
It was pretty cool, but the guy's easy to troll. Alec Empire, too easy to troll, unbelievably.
Oh.
So.
Although, okay, cool.
he's apparently they've been around since like 1992. don't really know much about them either. They invented hardcore electronic music, according to him. According to Alec Empire.
I did not know that. That's wild, wacky stuff.
Yeah, man. We're under deep, deep secret investigation. And,
Well, you know, I've had Janet Napolitano on my show several times already, so I know that they're sniffing around.
I can never understand Janet Napolitano when she calls in. She must be wasted.
Oh, yeah. She's totally smacked up. It's crazy. That's what I love about her. That's her charm, part of her charm.
Well,
wow, man.
You know, that's like Melissa Hopkins. Just like Melissa Hopkins, you know. What would she be without the liquor?
Successful?
Winning.
Speaking of which, let's give a little shout out to all the winners who are sticking it out here with us. We got 25 minutes to go. And you know, I guess the hardcore listeners that have been hanging out here to the end almost. Shouts out Beach Bum 55, Bo, Wild Goose, Kishu, Lustful Suspense, Nigerian, Stabby McHugs, Swank Ivy, and several guest listeners. Thank you for champing it here with me. If you want to jump in, call in. Dude, who was it? Was it Stabby Mc... No, Swank Ivy was making a comment in here. Oh, Swank Ivy said you got hung up on by ghosts. You had a question about the debt ceiling. Swank Ivy, why don't you call in and ask me, dude? Or whatever. Call in and vent like you wanted to with ghosts. I can do that for you. I got time.
Oh my god. Yo, Vince.
What's up? What happened?
I just clicked this link tweeted by Joe Rogan. Child protection official for the Catholic Church, Christopher Jarvis, has been caught with 4,000 pictures of child porn.
Oh my god.
He was making them too.
He was making them too.
Really?
Yeah, he's a father of four. He's 49. He's a former social worker, and he was employed by the Catholic Church following sex scandals about perverted priests. And
That's
he was
right.
found with 4,000 child porn pictures. What the fuck? What the fuck?
And this is right on the heels of that. This is that right off the heels of that. What do you call it? That act that they just passed?
Wait, he's only been suspended from his position. He hasn't even been completely fired. They just suspended him. Oh, man. I love it. Catholic Church just fucks themselves repeatedly. Like, we don't even need to talk about them. They do it all for us. It's great.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Keeping the world safe from evil, deviant folks. Some clothed in a weird outfit. Kishu, I heard you mumbling there. Did you have something you wanted to add? I'm sorry. Are you talking in your sleep? What's going on over there?
I have this image in my head.
Okay, can you put your phone towards your mouth when you're talking?
Ben, in the bay.
There we go. Hey, there's Kishu. What's up?
I said, that's disgusting. That's dude. The fucking child porn.
Yeah.
And then I said that Billy is really fucking sexy. Pretty much when he's like this. I mean, he's sexy. And he's like half asleep, whatever. I have this little image in my head when he gets all like out of it, sounding.
Bull, S H I T.
I'm kind of, you know, if I was to take a hit of weed right now, I would just probably start hearing voices and seeing monsters coming at me. I'm having some sleep debt right now. Serious.
Well, go sleep, motherfucker. Go sleep.
I love sleeping, to be honest, though. Like, when you're just so tired, you're like, just, your eyes just want to shut, but you just can't.
You're at the point of delirium. That's when things get really, really funny and lulzy, extra lulzy, dude. You should just relish it.
Relish.
I'm going to go see if it stopped raining because I really want to go out.
Yeah, please, Kishu, check in on the rain. Give us a weather report. We need to do that before we wrap up the show here.
If I can find
it's Fruity Tuesday. The lines are open. Don't be shy, people. I see Josh Slim slide into the chat room there. Good to see you in there. If you want to give us a call, Beachbump 55, you're always listening, dude. Why don't you call in one of these times, you idiot? Call in right now. He won't call into the show ever, but the minute you open a goddamn tiny chat and tell him Kishu's on there naked on cam, he just like perks up, goes over there, cam's on, turns on his audio talks and everything, dude. It's just out of control. But for some reason, he just won't call into the show. It's so bizarre.
I'm trying to get Brutus to call in, but he won't.
How is Brutus doing? I haven't talked to him. I don't know. He's just not been on.
He
Skype
said he was
or...
in Carolina. He said he was in Carolina. And by Carolina, I think I was.
You know, because I haven't really talked to him much since he got out of the hospital.
He went on a date tonight with a girl who had a black eye, and he got really drunk, and he's drunk, and he won't call in.
Aww. Well, I'm glad he went on a date. Wow, it's still really windy out here, but it stopped raining. The lighting is freaking awesome. Oh, there's a tree in my pool. Oh.
What does that mean? Is it still in my pool? My God. Kishu, are you okay?
Oh, God, I'm going to get so much lightning.
Again, our weather correspondent, Kishu Zykova, reporting from the, what is it, a hurricane that's going on down there in Arizona?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking hardcore out here. Holy shit, it's like rumbling, thunder, there's a fucking tree in my pool. Along with a ton of frogs, there's a shit ton of lightning. There's so much lightning and it keeps striking so often that I can literally see like everything outside. That's one thing that I love about monsoon in the desert is like a lightning storm is just absolutely gorgeous.
Beachbum 55 says that he's too conservative for me. Oh, come on, dude. You can never be too conservative. I think conservatives are hilarious. I got in an argument with somebody who was defending goddamn Pat Buchanan. Dude, you can't be worse than Pat Buchanan. Come on, dude. I like Pat Buchanan. I'd probably like your opinion too, dude. Come on, dude. Just fucking call in.
Sorry, I wasn't talking to you.
That's okay. I wasn't talking to you either.
Well then.
Okie dokie.
Now that we've put everybody to sleep and everybody's left your show, you want to play some more gay music for me?
More gay music. Okay. What would that be consisting of?
I want to hear the Arctic Monkeys song here from the Rip to the Rubble. I haven't heard that song in a while.
Okidoki. Okidoki. We'll do that, Artichoke. That would be one Arctic Monkeys song coming right up via request of Kishu Zykova. And let me just find it, dial it in here on the switchboard. Jesus Christ. From the Ritz to the blah, 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 right here on Blog Talk Oblivity Blob. I'm Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to Kishu. This is for you, Fruity Tuesday.
Last night these two bouncers in one room's alright, the other one's a scary, and his way or no way, totalitarian. He's got no time for you, looking or breathing, how he don't want you to. So step out the queue, he makes examples of you, and there's no way you can say, behind the go through to the bit where you play, and you realize then that it's finally the time. So walk back for 10,000 eyes in a line, and you can just watch your prison make another move.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Unmuted. It's Vince of the Bay. Good times, yo. It's about 13 minutes to go, and I'm very grateful to have all of you sticking tight with me here. Shouts out to Billy from Chronicle.su, giving us a little exclusive there, a little scoop-a-dupe on the happenings over there with them. They're being officially investigated. He was contacted. They were contacted apparently by the State Department. And good. You know, I'm a big supporter of Chronicle.su and their investigatory investigative journalism and commentary. I think they provide a valuable service, and I think maybe the competition's a little butthurt. You know, I don't know. A lot of people like to just to get butthurt, and they suddenly they call the FBI tip line, and you know, whatever people are the FBI is forced to investigate. What can they do? So I'm sure they'll find Chronicle is completely absolved and totally clean, and they're a altruistic journalistic outfit slash blogging commentary, whatever, blah 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 blah. I don't think those fools have anything to worry about. And I really appreciate those guys. And Billy, of course, for calling in tonight and supporting the show. And also, shouts out to old Brutus. Hope you're doing well out there, brother, if you were listening. Hope you're doing okay. And, yeah, good times. I still have with me, though, Blunt Snow Joints and Kishu Zykova. And we're going to wrap it up here in about 10 minutes. If anybody wants to join us, don't be shy. Sorry, Kishu, did you say something? Did I cut you off?
I said it was really good tonight.
What was really good tonight?
The
gay music?
E-E-A-D, dead.
Okay, what's your point?
Oh, just, I don't know. I don't have a point, I'm just saying. Come on, Winston. Come on.
Okie dokie. Thanks, Kishu, appreciate it. And Blunt Snow Joints, you've been quiet for a while. Anything on your mind before we fucking...
Not shit. Nothing on my mind. My mind is empty right now.
I'll tell you what's empty right now is my fucking stomach, dude. I'm raging. I've been, for the last, like, 20 minutes, I've been fighting the urge to just put down the mic, let you guys talk, and just go down to the store and just... go pick up some food and have a midnight snack. I've been eating a lot. What?
You said, I love how you never have any food and you always have to go to the store.
Well, I do it on purpose. I do it on the purpose because I like the, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a lean, mean, fucking machine. Thank you very much. I literally, dude, I've lost like close to 60 pounds since the first of the year, dude. And it's because I just go to the store and just buy one or two things and walk
whatever
five blocks both ways. Oh yeah, I get a pack of Starburst, but I work it off by walking around all goddamn day long. On Sunday I walked all the way through Golden Gate Park, all the way to the beach, and came all the way back. No sweat, dude. Well, lots of sweat, but
and you weren't shot in the back by the police?
Hell no, dude. I didn't take public transit. I just walked, dude.
There you go. That's being
crazy. I'm not nuts. Hell no. No. Yeah. You know, if you get off your lazy ass once in a while and, you know, walk down to the store instead of just driving everywhere, you'd be surprised at the results. I'm just saying.
Sweet. Oh, Vince in the Bay. God, I can't wait.
Oh, I wanted to read some of the chat. There was some chat room chit-chatter that I thought was funny I wanted to read. God, what were they saying? Oh, Stabby McHugh says, Arctic monkeys sound racist term for Eskimos. What else? I agree. G and E. Oh, that was me. Oh, couldn't roll a joint with it, so flushed it. What? The lead singer of Arctic Monkeys invented liquid paper. That was from Swank Ivy. There's some funny ones in here, but whatever. Yeah, keep it up, chit chat room. That's It's pretty funny stuff. All right, one more fruity song, Kishu, and it's over. So you got to pick it, and we're done with this. Let's go on. Let's go with it. What's that?
You played the Wombats. You played the Arctic Monkeys. What other gay Kishu music do you have? I really wish you had Park Life. I really want to hear that song. But yeah, what other music do you have? I need to give you some new songs to upload because we've played these songs for the last 5 months.
I have Striptease with a Difference.
No, I love Morrissey, but I've taken kind of a Moz break recently. I'm kind of mad at him anyways.
Oh, God forbid. Poor guy.
Well, you know, he's supposed to come to the States, like, at least once a year and a half, okay, so I can blow $25,000 every time he comes here following his fucking goddamn tours, running my cars down to the fucking ground. In 2007, I fucking had a hitch put on a fucking 2005 Mitsubishi Eclipse and fucking followed his tour and put, like, a good 50,000 miles on that car that year. But anyways, I miss those days. And he hasn't been back since 2009, and I'm kind of mad, you know. The last place I saw him was in Ventura, 2009, Ventura Theater, the night before, at fucking, I don't know, somewhere at Universal Studios. And those two nights, you know, just was not good enough. I need more, and I'm fucking mad at him, so just taking a little break, trying to distance myself. You know how it is when you have an obsession. Anyway, yeah, my poor daughter, that's all I have to say about.
Poor thing. Hey, Blunts No Joints, do you have anything you'd like to say before we mercifully end this fucking cavalcade of mediocrity?
Oh, by the way,
no, hang on. No, you'll get the final word, Kishu. Go ahead. Hang on. I just want to give Blunts No Joints a chance. Go ahead, dude.
Nah, Brew, let Kishu. I called you Brew. Kishu, go ahead. I got nothing.
All right, dude. Go ahead, Kishu. We're gonna wrap it up. What's up?
Wombat song, because there's nothing else.
Another Wombat song. Another Wombat song. What Wombat song would that be?
Jump into the fog.
Jump into the fog.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I already played that.
No, you played Tokyo.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I'm pausing.
I didn't play two of them already.
No, you played one. That's it.
No.
I swear.
God, I swear they all these bands just kind of mixed together. I don't get it. All right, fine. So I'll play. What was it again? Tokyo.
Yeah, no, you already played Tokyo.
I already played Tokyo. All right. Okay. Well, but before I play that, I want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Once again, shouts out to Beach Bum 55, Bo, Wild Goose, Kishu Zykova, Lustful Suspense, Nigerian, Stabby McHugg, Swank IV, and all the guest listeners have been in and out. I love you all. Thank you again, Blunts No Joints, Billy from Chronicle.su and Kishu for joining me tonight on the panel. It was good times. I really appreciate it. And that's going to do it. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince in the Bay. And once again, Kishu, what's the song we're going to listen to here?
Jump into the Fog.
Okay.
By the Wombats.
You got it, honey. Jump into the fog. Buy the wombats right here on Fruity Tuesday. Good night, everybody.
feel very nice.